The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced the availability of $2 million to help farmers install edge-of-field stations that monitor water quality as it leaves their fields, thus providing data to evaluate the success of various conservation efforts. The funding is available to farmers located across key watersheds in 9 states, including Alabama. USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Natural Resources and Environment, Ann Mills, said testing the quality of water as it leaves a field helps farmers and USDA understand which conservation practices work best at preventing sediment and nutrient runoff. Verifiable data gives farmers, USDA, and other partners information needed to make targeted conservation investments to improve water quality for everyone. Under the National Water Quality Initiative, or NWQI, through NRCS, 6 watersheds in Alabama are eligible for edge-of-field monitoring. They each run into Guntersville Lake, which feeds a public water supply. The watersheds include Lower Short Creek, Whippoorwill Creek Shoal Creek, Upper Scarum Creek, Drum Creek Short Creek, Cross Creek, and Upper Short Creek. Financial assistance is available through the Environmental Quality Incentives Program to install and maintain the monitoring systems for up to 9 years, giving time to measure the impact of conservation systems on water quality under different conditions. Now, the program was actually launched back in 2013 and has led to the installation of stations on private lands in 9 states where farmers are already using the edge-of-field monitoring data to adjust their strategies to improve the quality of water, soil, and other natural resources within their operations. If you'd like more information about this funding, just contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.